I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife Resources report the spring migrants are arriving in West Virginia every day from their long journey from the native South America. We'll talk more about that amazing annual ritual right after this.
When I go hunting, I take my favorite shotgun, plenty of decoys, and my best buddies. But you know what else? I'm always wearing a life jacket. The sad fact is that over one-third of boating fatalities involve hunters or anglers. So take it from me, Wade Bourne. When it comes to safe hunting on the water, wearing your life jacket, float, coat, or belt pack is always your best shot. Remember, you're in command. Boat responsibly.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Hard to believe that songbirds, the neotropical migrants, are able to fly from West Virginia to South America and back. That's twice a year that trip happens, but it happens.
You know, a few thousand miles each way twice a year, and these birds, many of them live, you know, most of them live 5-6 years, some longer, but they come back to almost the same spot every year.
Rob Tallman with the DNR, who says it's hard to say for certain why those birds are coming back to the same spot every year.
There's a lot of theories about that. Yeah, it's imprinted, and how they actually find their way back using stars as navigational tools or magnetic field, and it's probably a combination of a lot of things.
Well, the migrants have been arriving back here in West Virginia for the last several months, starting all the way back in February. But you're really going to start to notice them in earnest in the next week or two. It is mating season for those birds, and Tallman says there's a method to all that, as you would imagine.
A lot of species, the males usually migrate first, and they kind of seek out potential nesting areas, start to announce their territory and establish a territory, and then as the females come through, they start singing to attract a mate, and kind of courtship, and you know, a lot of species will have several nesting spots, and the female actually picks from those the one that she prefers, and the male that kind of goes along with it.
Now, West Virginia, because we are a highly forested state, is a magnet for these birds and one of the greatest places in the eastern United States to watch them. Tallman says putting out a bird feeder in your backyard does help, but it does not necessarily draw as many as you might think. There are other things you should do.
Well, most of these migrants, especially the neotropical migrants, the reason they come here to nest is the insect population is one of the big reasons, and most of these birds eat insects throughout their nesting period. So it's kind of hard to really attract a lot of these to a feeder, but you can provide habitat for them. Where they can forage and nest and provide places that are good for them and also places where you can enjoy them as well.
Keep an eye out for those spring migrants. They're all rolling back into West Virginia right now, and they make for a most pleasant outdoor experience. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.